I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Perhaps the most famous comedy routine of all time is Bud Abbott and Lou Costello's baseball skit, Who's on First? But what many Abbott and Costello fans don't know is that they wrote several other skits using the same basic formula of misunderstanding words. One of my favorites is their Hertz U-Drive skit, which first appeared in the show you're about to hear. Abbott and Costello met when they were both appearing in a New York City vaudeville house in 1935. They teamed up and made their first radio appearance in 1938. Their first of 36 films came out in 1940, and in 1942 they got their own radio show. By 1951 they were on television, first as hosts of the Colgate Comedy Hour, and then with their own show. Bud Abbott retired in 1956, breaking up the team. Lou Costello died of a heart attack in 1959. Abbott lived until 1974. And now, Abbott and Costello and Drive to Palm Springs from December 2, 1943.
The Abbott and Costello program, brought to you by Camels, the cigarette that's first in the service. Camels stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Listen to the music of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the songs of Connie Haynes, Billy Gray as Little Matilda, Cliff Nazaro, tonight's guest, the lovely Paramount star, Miss Veronica Lake, and starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
There you are, Costello, late again.
You know we have to go to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you borrow Mrs. Niles' car?
Yeah, but I had a terrible accident, Abbott. I upset it. I gotta turn it over right away or Mrs. Niles won't like it.
Well, we can do that when we come back from Palm Springs.
No, I gotta turn the car over now. Mrs. Niles is gonna be mad.
I'll explain it to Mrs. Niles. Where is she?
She's under the car.
What? She's under the car?
Yeah.
Is she in a coma?
No, she's in an evening gown.
No, no. Well, then let's get Ken Niles to help lift the car.
Oh, Ken is in a good spot to help us.
Well, fine. Where is he?
He's under the car, too.
Oh, my goodness. For goodness sakes, how did this accident happen?
I bumped into another car, Abbott. And boy, was that driver mad at me. He said, for 2 cents, I'd punch you right in the nose.
And what happened?
He ran up a bill of $8.
You were very silly to argue with a driver. Why didn't you call a policeman?
I didn't have to. I hit one.
You what?
I hit a policeman.
You hit a policeman? In uniform?
No. I hit him right in the nose.
Oh, this is liable to spoil our whole trip to Palm Springs. Did the cop recognize you?
Yeah.
Could he swear to you?
Could he swear to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I sweared right back at him.
That's what I thought.
I said, you David Copperfield, you Tale of Two Cities, you Oliver Twist.
Wait a minute. What did you say that for?
I was giving him the Dickens.
This is a fine thing. Now I have to straighten you out with a policeman. Where is he?
He's under the car, too.
Oh, my goodness. What are they all doing under the car?
Have you looked for an apartment lately?
I know. Wait a minute. Here comes Mr. and Mrs. Niles. Better beat it, Costello.
Oh, no, you don't. You fat-headed, flabby car-flipping fool. Oh, do you realize you left me out there under the car holding up the rumble seats?
What a lion, holding up the rumble sheet. I could spoil the whole network right here, but I won't.
Don't stand there like an idiot. What have you got to say?
Good morning, Mrs. Niles.
Don't good morning me.
Good night, Mrs. Niles. That day went fast, didn't it?
Costello, why did you leave Mrs. Niles under the back seat of that car?
Isn't that where they always keep the crank?
Now, just a minute, you worm. Don't try to wiggle out of this. What about me? Look at my suit. I'm a mess.
Without looking at your suit, you're a mess.
But look at the spots all over my suit.
All right. Throw the suit away and wear the spots.
Costello, I've had enough. We're going out to get the policeman and sue you for damages.
Damages?
But, Mrs.
No, that's mine.
Thank you.
There, ma'am. Damages, but Mrs. Niles, did you get hurt?
Did I get hurt?
Yeah.
I have a big scratch on my crazy bone.
Put your hat on and nobody will notice it.
Oh, come
it, Abbott. Think fast. Think very fast. I gotta get out of here before they come back with a cop.
Oh, you can cause more trouble. We're going down to Palm Springs to ask Veronica Lake to appear on our next picture.
Gee, I hope she will.
She will. Now, you wrecked the car. We're going to use. What are we going to do? I have it. Well, now we'll have to rent a car.
You mean because I wrecked the car, we got to rent another car?
Yes, we'll have to rent it.
Okay. Where can we get one?
You drive.
I beg your pardon?
You drive.
Me drive?
No, you drive.
I said I drive.
No, you don't drive it. I drive it.
Drive what?
Hey, you drive.
Why should I drive when you want to drive?
Now, I am going to drive. Look, Costello, I'm renting a you drive, and I drive it.
Then we both drive it.
No, we do nothing of the kind. I drive it. When I say you drive, I don't mean you drive. I mean that I drive, although it's a you drive.
When you say you drive, you don't mean me drive. You mean you drive because me don't drive.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it.
Now you've got it.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Look. Hey, Abbott, take it easy. Don't try to get me mixed up.
Go ahead.
Now look, you go to a place and you rent a car.
Yes.
You, not me, you are driving the car.
Yes.
Where am I sitting?
You are sitting right next to me.
Is there a steering wheel in front of me?
No.
And you're positive that I am not driving?
I'm positive.
And you are driving the car?
Yes.
All right, what kind of a car are you driving?
You drive.
All I can say is somebody better be driving, brother.
No. Look, Costello, I'm trying to explain this. We go and rent a car.
Right. Now, where are we going to get it?
You drive company.
Now I drive company. I thought we were going to Palm Springs alone.
You don't understand. It hurts you drive.
Well, if it hurts you drive.
That's right.
That's right. That's this thing is getting worse.
No, don't you see? The head of the company's hurts.
That's too bad. What hurts him?
Nothing. Nothing hurts him. Look, every company has to have a head.
Naturally.
This company's head's hurts.
Then let him take an aspirin.
Listen, Costello, please listen to me. It's hurts. You drive all over the country.
If it hurts to drive all over the country, why should I drive to Palm Springs and get hurt?
You don't get hurt. It's hurts company.
Hurts company. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Look, will you listen to me? The man's name is Hertz. He rents cars. You drive. It's you drive all over the country.
Not with that OPA, brother.
Now, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about? I mean, after all, that's why I can't go. OPA.
What do you mean, OPA?
Well, I only got a puny A car.
Oh, get out of here.
Freddie Rich plays the ever-popular Dancing in the Dark.
Well, Costello, here we are at the Swanky Lone Palm Hotel, right out here in the middle of the desert.
Oh, I don't like the desert. It's full of insects.
Oh, not at this time of the year.
Hey, yeah, but where do all the little bugs go in the wintertime?
Search me.
No, thanks. I just wanted to find out.
Hey, oh, now listen, please. Stop that. Come on, let's get a room.
Okay.
Oh, clerk.
Oh, jerk.
I...
Just a moment, please. This is a very high-class hotel. I'll have you understand, I'm not a jerk.
You're not even a vibration.
Costello, will you please act like a gentleman?
Okay, kid.
Clerk, we'd like a room.
Very well. Do you want a room with a bath?
What do you think I want to do, follow the arrow?
Listen, clerk. We're going to make a very important picture. Please. Costello, will you listen to me? Mr. Clark, we're going to make a very important picture, and we came down here to see Veronica Lake about being our leading lady.
Oh, yes, she's stopping here. Every time I see Veronica Lake, I want to kiss her. My mind says no, and my heart says yes.
Well, what do you hear from your liver?
Well, Mr. Costello, if you'll just sign the register, I'll have the boy show you to your suite.
My what?
Your suite.
You're cute, too. Oh, come on, clerk. Now, what about the room?
All right, Mr. Costello. I have a lovely room for you on the 10th floor. Here's the key, 1006.
Now, get going.
Okay. Hey, clerk, I'd like to leave a call for 12 o'clock.
Sorry, we're all out of 12 o'clock calls.
Then call me twice at 6.
Now, listen, Costello, please. Will you take that key and get up to the 10th floor and into your room?
Okay. See you later, Abbott.
All right.
Hello?
Okay. Now, listen, clerk. I want to meet Veronica Lake right away because, you see, every... 10th floor? Wait a minute. There's only one floor in this hotel. You haven't got 10th floor.
Oh, good heavens, man. You're right. This is serious. Oh, Mr. Costello, there's no 10th floor. Come right down.
Oh. Oh. Costello. Costello. Speak to me, Costello. Are you all right? What can I do for you?
Send the boy up for my bags, will you? Hey, come on now, Abbott. Now, let's get out of this place now. Now, I've never been so humidity in all my life.
Humidity?
Yes, he humidity'd me.
Humidity? Humidity means damn.
Then let's get out of this damn hotel.
You can't check out. You just checked in.
Oh, it's a gypsy in me.
No, never mind. Shut up. You can't leave here. Now, we've got to see Veronica Lake.
Okay, but if I stay, I want a room right close to hers.
Well, that's easily arranged. Miss Lake is in 104, and I'll put you in 105.
Ain't you got nothing closer?
Now, look, never mind. Please, grab the bags and let's get to our room. It's right over there. Now, here's the key. Open the door.
Hey, Abbott, look who's in our room.
And I'm only 3.5 years old.
Matilda, how did you get to Palm Springs? Did you come down here on the Greyhound?
No, the Greyhound was full. I came down on a Pekingese. Uncle Louie, I got a job here in Mr. King Charney's Lone Palm Hotel.
What's the job, Matilda?
I'm chambermaid. I put lace curtains around all the mouse holes in the wall.
Lace curtains around all the mice holes? Why do you do that?
That attracts a higher class mice.
Oh, come on, now get out of here.
Now listen, Costello,
Hey, Abbott.
What?
That's Matilda knocking on the door again, just to bother me. I'm going to put her over my knee and paddle her. All right, you asked for it.
Ow! Ow! Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you was only 3.5 years old.
Costello, it's Veronica Lake.
See here, Costello. I came here because the room clerk said you wanted to see me, and this happens. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
You see, Abbott, she said the same word. That she thinks she's a damp hotel, too.
Dampness has nothing to do with it. I said humiliate, conjugated from the Latin humilius, humilia, humilium. I humiliate, she humiliates, they humiliate. Now, do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody in the joint is damp.
Will you stop that and pay attention to Miss Lake?
Yes, Costello. I'll have you know that I studied Latin at my mater's knee.
Your whose knee?
Mater. Mater means mother, and pater means father. Where are your mater and pater?
They went to the theater with my braider and satyr. I mean, after all,
Look, Veronica, never mind,
Costello. See, I make up all my own jokes.
Will you keep quiet, Lou? Please, pay no attention
I'm
to
sorry,
him, Veronica.
But you
the
don't
fact
look.
Is, we came down here to see you about being the leading lady in our next picture.
Well, I think that's impossible because I'm down
that's
here
Miss Slake's line, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm down here making a picture of my own. My director's waiting for me now out on the desert.
I'd like to go with you. How do you get out there?
On a jackass. Did you ever ride a jackass?
No.
Then you'd better get on to yourself.
That's sort of a very, very snappy remark, ain't it? That's a funny joke. I think I'll try it on Abbott. Hey, Abbott!
Now what do you want?
Did you ever ride a jackass?
No.
Then hop on my back. Get off! Get off!
Connie Haynes sings the lovely new ballad, My Heart Tells Me.
My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours would lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do?
You're one of the many people who've tried a Camel cigarette or two, liked them, but just never got around to smoking them steadily. If you are, let me tell you the difference between smoking just one Camel cigarette and smoking a pack or two. You see, Camels do have more flavor, the result of our expert blending of costlier tobaccos. More flavor is what helps Camels to hold up, keep from going flat no matter how many you smoke. When you're on your second pack of Camel cigarettes, make a careful checkup in your T-zone. T for taste and throat. And be your own judge of Camel cigarettes' rich extra flavor and smooth extra mildness. And remember, your Camel cigarettes will stay fresh, cool smoking, and slow burning anywhere. Because they're packed to go around the world.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel cigarettes. They're first in the service. They've got what it takes.
Well, here we are, Lou. Here we are in the desert, Costello.
All right, come on. Now, you had enough. Get off my back.
Pardon me. You know, Costello, you really did give me a good ride.
That's right, pal. I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what are you trying to tie me up to the hitching post for?
Hey, quiet, you guys. We're shooting a picture. Get that camera over here. All right, you extras, line up on the right. Hey, Joe, bring that dummy over here.
Okay.
Put me down! Put me down!
Hey, Costello, look at those beautiful extra girls over there. Now, as long as we're here, what do you say we date up a couple for tonight?
Oh, no. Not after last night, my friend.
What do you mean?
We had a couple of girls last night.
Well,
remember?
So, all right.
You had the best looking one.
So what?
Yours had teeth.
Now, wait a minute, please. Never mind that. Yours had teeth, too.
I'll say she did.
Yeah.
Mine had so much bridge work, every time I kissed her, I had to pay toll.
Nah, never mind that.
I mean, after all, come on. And another thing, Abbott.
What?
We're down here for business.
I know
forget
that.
Girls. We've got to get Veronica Lake in our picture.
All right, there's a dressing room over there. I'll knock on the door.
Oh, it's you boys again. I told you at the hotel that I wouldn't appear in your picture.
But, Veronica, you're making a great mistake. We've had a lot of experience in the theater. I was in Tobacco Road.
What did you do, empty the ashtrays?
Boy, she sure told you, Abbott.
Just a minute, Costello. Where did you ever act?
Where did I ever act? I played in the Way of All Flesh.
What part did you play?
I was one of the meatballs.
I didn't recognize you in that.
You didn't recognize me, eh? Well, I was wearing a spaghetti toupee.
Well, that's the first time you ever used your noodle.
Well, I guess it's no use, Costello. Veronica will only make a picture with glamour boys.
I'm a glamour boy. Just the other night, Hetty Lamarr told me I was her idea of a lover. Then her husband walked in.
And what happened?
Her idea was carried out.
I'll tell you what I'll do, fellows. We're just about to shoot a scene from my picture.
That scene is shot. Now what about the next one?
Veronica, we're already on the set.
Oh, here comes my director. Oh, Cliff, I want you to meet Mr. Costello. Mr. Nazaro, Mr. Costello. Mr. Abbott, Mr. Nazaro. Mr. Costello, Mr. Abbott,
Mr. Abbott.
It's
getting kind of crowded. Let's get some more chairs or something, will you? He's this. Quiet.
Cliff, can you use these two boys in our picture?
Yes, I think so. I need a lover and a stuntman.
I'm a lover.
I'm stunted. Now, wait a minute, Abbott. You're no lover.
Now, what do you mean? When I come on the screen, women sit up and notice me.
Oh, yeah? The women who notice you are too old to sit up.
Cliff, we're wasting time. Why don't you explain the scene to the boys?
All right. Now, boys, this is a very simple scene. The camera catches Veronica and Abbott in an embrace. Costello, you come into the room, and I want you to walk over to Racerade, lift up the Catherine, pull in your sailor brief, and point her out to Captain Roger Sapper Merriman.
How can Abbott do that to me?
You don't stand for it. You grab Veronica in your arms and you say, Veronica, I'm an officer, so mind the weight. And every time that I pull you, see a little credit freeze. I want you to keep it free so not to phone advice for the times that I sample the hip and penny port to celebrate my type of thing. Did you get it?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't say it.
Why don't you pay attention? He's directing you, Lou.
Costello, I want you to know that you can't insult my director.
Absolutely not. After all, I just told you I want you to go over to Veronica. Pick up the Santa Breeze, not the little Catherine Hope and some minor balls. I want you to walk towards her, put your arms, put that little Santa Breeze, pull it out the same, and treat this sort of thing. And I know what I'm saying.
You and nobody else!
There you go again, insulting him. I can't understand you.
You can't understand me! Listen to him!
What's the matter with you, Costello? Can't you take direction? Mr. Nazaro is a famous director.
Yes. You mean to tell me you never saw Gorm with the Samadrons? Or for whom the bells toll the Samadrons to paint a painting?
I never saw them, but I saw Guadalcanal to dip.
You mean Guadalcanal dipped.
Did it! I saw it twice.
Will you stop that, please?
Let's get back to the scene, Cliff. Mr. Costello was just about to make love to me.
All right, Veronica. Now, Costello, listen once more. You fall in love with Veronica and propose to her. I want you to give me that depth of assorted grace when it pays. And I want you to go over to her and bring out the cast and bring out the stellar force of the times when you love, not Cary Grant and those other actors' race. I want you to stand before her and celebrate. Don't you agree with me?
Yeah, but what about the children?
Ah, listen. He didn't mention any children.
But he could have!
Now listen, Veronica, I've got a reputation. And I don't have to stand for this, because if I have to stand and listen to these fellas come and tell me that I've directed formeries, I've made Catherines, Faltrins, Inglesellatries, Carpas, and Amarena parts of the picture. And I'm honored to sell it. And I'll do it, too.
And he means every word of it.
Look, folks, I realize I lost my head, and there's just one more thing I'd like to say before I go. Scanner Flanagan for this summer.
Yeah, I'm glad he said that, because he's a nice fellow.
Yes, he certainly is, Costello. Just think, after the way you treated him, he was big enough to walk back and say, Scatterflanders and Alistairson.
And that means a lot, too.
Yes, Lou. What have you got to say?
I mean, after all, what can I say? After the fellow was big enough to come back and say, Scatterson, Alistairson, Alistairson.
Lou, if you hadn't been so frantic when he came into Thrawlin and Clivisade, he wouldn't have been so palustide.
Palustide? That's the one thing I didn't do to him, palustide. I mean, what does he want from me?
What does he want from you? Why, at this very moment, he might be outside guilt-fending.
No, not guilt-fending. Oh, Abbott. Abbott, come on. We haven't got a minute to lose.
Where are we going?
We're going outside and guilt-fend with him.
Get out of here.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment. Listen Friday night to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. Saturday night to Bob Hawke in Thanks to the Yanks. Monday night to Blondie. And, of course, Thursday night, it's Abbott and Costello with their guest, Arthur Treacher. And now here's Abbott and Costello with a final word.
Thanks, Ken. Well, Costello, I'm certainly glad to be away from the Lone Palms Hotel in Palm Springs and all that trouble.
That's right, Abbott. And I... Come in.
Costello, I'm Officer O'Houlihan. You're under arrest for causing personal damage to Mrs. Niles and to her car. I'm taking you to the station house.
Oh, yeah? Where's your patrol wagon?
The patrol wagon broke down.
Then how are we going?
You drive.
You drive! Not me, brother!
Oh, resisting officer, eh? Take that! Ooh-hoo. Now, what have you got to say?
It hurts!
That's what I've been trying to tell you all day.
Tell me what?
Hurts you drive.
All right, I'll drive!
Tune in next week for another great Abbott and Costello show with our guest, Arthur Treacher. And remember, Camel cigarettes are first in the service. They've got what it takes. Camels stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Veronica Lake will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Hour Before the Dawn. This is Ken Niles wishing you all a very pleasant good night from Hollywood.
From December 2, 1943, Abbott and Costello and Drive to Palm Springs. And a special thanks to old-time radio aficionado Rick Keating for finding this particular episode for me. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio shows you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line at dan@radiofun.info. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.